Parshat Miketz, the brothers come to Yosef and he treats them as spies and they have to prove their story. Okay, we're going to keep one of you here, the rest of them go back. And what Yosef does is gives them all back their money. And the brothers open up their bags and they see they have their money. And they get very worried. Their heart left. They got very worried. And they said, what did Hashem do to us? What is this line, Mazot Asa Elokim Lanu, doing it? So says the Bar Yosef, Nira Shekavan Abazeh, that when a person does something wrong, of course he has to get punished. Now, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Mida Kenege Mida. But he says sometimes we notice that the chait itself comes back to haunt us, and that's part of the punishment. As in, we can see a direct line between something we did and the punishment that we later got. As though HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using the chait itself to be the shaliach to give you your just due. Now, maybe this is true always. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu were to open our eyes and we could see, why is this thing happening to me? Oh, I brought it on myself. I did this chait, and that chait led to this. So he said, the brothers here realize that. We know that we did something wrong selling Yosef down to Mitzrayim. And here, this ruler, who is seemingly a stranger to us, suspects us of being Meraglim, and tells us, bring us back our younger brother, and the whole thing with the cup, and putting our money back in our bags, all these tzaros, everything that's happening to us, is something that they themselves caused by selling Yosef down to Mitzrayim. They caused Yosef to be that ruler. And he was the one who wanted Binyamin to come. And he was the one who told them to put the money in the bags. As in, there's a direct line. We sold Yosef down to Mitzrayim, and it set into this whole series of domino effects. And all these tzaros that are happening to us were caused by us. And had we not sold Yosef down to Mitzrayim, none of this would have happened. Nobody would have returned our money to us. Nobody would have accused us of stealing. Nobody would have accused us of being spies. Everything that happened is the direct result of something we did. And that is the point of this line. As in, Hashem is going to sometimes reveal to us that Mazod Asa Elokim Lanu, it's not Hashem. It's something we did. And the Bar Yosef uses this to explain an interesting Gemara in Tainis that we're worrying, what is this thing Hashem did to us? It's not Hashem who did this to us. We did this to us. We did this to ourselves. By our chait caused all that to happen. Says the Bar Yosef, this can explain a rather well-known midrash that tells us, Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochacha. Just like the brothers in Parshas Vayigash couldn't answer Yosef. Yosef reveals himself and they're left speechless. And the Midrash also says a similar thing with Bilam, when his donkey reveals himself. So why? What is going on? Because in both cases, it's the brothers realizing we brought this upon ourselves. Bilam is realizing we brought this on ourselves. Let's go to Bilam for a second. Bilam is saying, why did this donkey stop? And why I hit him? And why did he go off the road? And why did he squash my legs? And all of a sudden, he realized when his eyes were opened and he saw the malach standing before him and he saw the sword outstretched, he goes, oh, yeah, it's all because of me. It's not because of the donkey. And he realized, I brought this all on myself. Now go back to the brothers. The same thing. Why did all these crazy things happen to us? This is so weird. This doesn't happen to normal circumstances. Accusations that we're Meraglim, we get our brothers back, and we know I know you have a brother, and leave one here, and come. All that is going on. Why did that happen? And then, therefore, the brothers can't handle it. And he said, that's the double lashon in the Medrash, says the Bar Yosef. Oy lanu miyom adin, oy lanu miyom atochacha. Because Sometimes bad things happen. We know bad things happen. Unfortunately, we're living in a time where some terrible things just happened. So it's hard for us to ever deal with bad things happening. And we don't understand the suffering of it. But on a certain level, we can handle something bad happening to us. We know bad things happen. It's harder to take, to live with, knowing that the bad things that happened to us were the results of our own actions. And they, all of a sudden, had it revealed to them. Just like Bilam realized, oh yeah, that Malach is here because I did something wrong. And the brothers realizing, oh, all these crazy things happening to us are because of something we did. So, Oylan Eliyom Adin, Oylan Matochacha, one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to show us all. Oh, you know, remember that bad thing that happened to you and you didn't like it? You know who caused that? You caused that. How? Oh, this caused that effect, that caused that effect. That's going to be revealed to us. So, Oylan Eliyom Adin, Oylan Matochacha, both the fact that we got punishment, we can't handle it, but also the Tochacha, that it was really our fault, we're not going to be able to handle that. And therefore, that scary thought should be on our minds and keeping us to do the right thing. Because we are not going to... Because we're going to realize, oh, that bad thing, and I don't know why that bad thing happened to me. Oh yeah, that bad thing happened to me because of something I did. So yes, okay, we don't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways right now. Okay, and don't go around telling people that any bad thing happened to them is because of something they did. That is terrible advice. Don't do that. Okay? But for yourself, when you're working on yourself, you should be thinking, oh, that bad thing happened to me is a sign that I should be changing my ways. I should be improving my own ways because one day it's going to be revealed to me that that bad thing that happened to me was somehow a cause and effect, chain reaction, domino effect, whatever it is, but a direct line back to my chait and my chatayim. And therefore, that's what the brothers are saying. Mazod asa alukim lanu. Huh, it wasn't alukim lanu. Mazod asa alukim lanu. It's mazod ani asiti. How did I do this to me? Or maybe it is alukim, but it's alukim doing it. I mean, of course it is alukim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing it. But he's doing it using our chait to be the one to bring us back and give us our own ish. So that scary thought should, of course, as he ends his line, teach us the Yashir Drachenu, the Yashir Drachav, the Kabbalah Datov, the Daktik V'Masav. May we all be Zocha.